is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Madison, Wisconsin, dateline for the nation's latest mass shooting. Police say a 15-year-old girl student shot and killed two people at Abundant Life Christian School. Another six were moved to hospital, two in critical condition.
The shooter was dead upon our arrival, police department arrival, and no officers fired their weapons.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We're interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we're obtaining search warrants to get additional information.
Investigators questioned the girl's parents and searched the home. Luigi Mangione to be in court in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. It is believed he will waive extradition to New York City, where he faces charges in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC News. President Biden announced a new national monument.
President Biden signing a proclamation establishing the Francis Perkins National Monument in Newcastle, Maine, honoring the historic contributions of the longest-serving Secretary of Labor and the driving force behind the New Deal.
In decades of service, he became a fierce defender of unions and workers' rights, an architect of the New Deal, the first woman cabinet secretary, the first woman cabinet secretary.
The president said many benefits Americans take for granted, Social Security, the minimum wage, overtime pay, are in place because of Francis Perkins. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
With apologies to Leonard Skinner. Ooh, that smell. This past Friday, a KLM flight from Amsterdam to Mexico City had, in addition to the human passengers, 100 pigs in the cargo hold. They made it all the way to Bermuda before the stench forced the pilot to divert to the main airport there. The passengers flew to Mexico City the next day, unclear if it was on a different jetliner. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.